Listen to the Amplified. For both he who sanctifies, making men holy, and those who are sanctified, all have one Father. For this reason, he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Now, move on down to verse 16. For verily, he took not on him the nature of angels. He did not take on the nature of angels. He did not take on the nature of angels. Jesus did not take on himself the nature of angels. But he took on himself the seed of Abraham. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. So he comes from the same seed that we come from. A seed of humanity. Not a seed of angels, but a seed of humanity. Now watch this. Ooh, Jesus. Verse 17. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Underline that. He has been made like unto his brethren. He's been made like unto his brethren. What did you say there? Jesus been made like me.
Yes. That's it.
I dare you to say it. Jesus been made like me.
Jesus been made like me.
I didn't say that. What did you just say? What did he just say? What did? Don't look at me like, whoo, he made that up. What? I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I didn't say verse 17, look at it. Verse 17, Amplified. So it is evident that it was essential that he be made like his brethren in every respect in order that he might become a merciful, sympathetic, and faithful high priest in the things related to God to make atonement and propitiation for the people's sin. He said he had to be made like us. How in the world can he be our captain when he don't know what we've gone through? How can he be our high priest when he don't know what it's like to live in a physical body? How can he be our leader when he's never made like men. Whoo, that messes with your religion, don't it? Man, if Reverend Trimble could hear this today, his toupee would just shake off his head. Oh, Harrison, Harrison. No, Reverend Trimble been in fantasy land all this time, and we in the book.
Come on, Pat.
Now, I can, okay. All right, read verse 18. Ready? For in that he himself has suffered. What? Being what?
Tempted.
Who was being tempted?
Jesus.
What? Jesus was what? No, you reading it wrong. Who being tempted?
Jesus.
He got to be talking about us. Well, we know we tempted. Who being tempted?
Jesus.
So if Jesus came as God, and in James it says, and God cannot be tempted. James says that God cannot be tempted. Right here, Jesus is tempted. So he was not God. He didn't come operating as God because here he is tempted. He came operating in his humanity. Man, he came as a man being tempted just like men are tempted so he can understand. Where'd I amplify that? Woo! So he can understand. Listen. Amplify it. For because he himself in his humanity has suffered in being tempted, tested, and tried, he is able immediately to run to the cry of assist to relieve those who are being tempted and tested and tried and who therefore are being exposed to suffering. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I have been tempted, tested, and tried. So I understand when you call for help. I understand what you're going through because I done been there before. So when you call, I will come immediately because I understand what a man goes through. Hallelujah. Jesus said, been there, done that on the way. Yeah.